Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Yashodanandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Bihari Janavalaba Jaya Giri Varadhari Jaya Giri Varadhari Yashodanandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Bihari बिहारी। जय गोपी जन बालाबा, जय गिरिवराधारी, जय गिरिवराधारी। जय यशोदानन्दना, जय ब्रज जनरंजन, जय ब्रज जनरंजन। जमुना तीरवनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Radha Shama Sundara, Radha Shama Sundara Radhe. हरि बारी बो हरि बो नृताय गौर हरि बो, जय जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। प्रभुपाद के जय। विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अस्तोत्तर सत शिष्य मध्यवांग्री से श्री भक्ति वीरांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। निर्विष्ट विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अस्तोत्तर सत शिष्य मचुल भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती तक महाराज की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवताम की जय। ताय गौ प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि गौ। I got it. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवद्युत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 29, Krishna and the Gopis meet for the Rasa dance. So 33 and 34. So I'll read 33 and the translation, then we'll do 34 together. Kurvanti he tvai ratin kushala sva atman nitya priye pati sutad bhir arti daikim tanna prasida parameshvara masma chintya ashang dritang tvai chirad arvinda netra. Translation by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Expert transcendentalists always direct their affection toward you because they recognize you as their true self and eternal beloved. What use do we have for these husbands, children, and relatives of ours who simply give us trouble? Therefore, O Supreme Controller, grant us your mercy. O Lotus-Eyed One, please do not cut down our long-cherished hope to have your association. We can repeat together. Expert transcendentalists. We'll do it again. Expert transcendentalists.
Expert transcendentalists.
Always direct their affection toward you because they recognize you as their true self and eternal beloved. What use do we have for these husbands, children, and relatives of ours who simply give us trouble? Therefore, O Supreme Controller, grant us your mercy. O Lotus-Eyed One, please do not cut down our long-cherished hope to have your association. So now text 34, you can respond. Chitang sukena bhavata pahritang griheshu. Yanir vishat yuta karavapi griya krite. Padau padang na chalitastava padamudilad. Yamaha katang vrajam ato karavama kingva. Chitang sukena bhavata pahritang graheshu. Yan nirvachat yuta karava pi grihe yakrite. Padau padang na chalatastava padamulad. यामः कतं व्राजं अतो करवाम किं वा चितं सुखेन भवता पहृतं गृहेषु यान्यविशत् युतकरावपि गृहाकृते पादावपदं न चलितस्ताव पादमूलाद् याम कतं व्राजं अतो करवाम किं वा केन भवता पृहागृहेषु पादौ पदं न चलतस्तव पादमूलम् Chitam, our minds, Sukhena, easily, Bhavata, by you, Apahritam, we're stolen, Griheshu, in our households, yat which nirvishati were absorbed uta moreover karau our hands api as well griya krite in household work padau our feet padam one step nachalataha are not moving tava your padamulat away from the feet.
Away from the feet.
Yamaha. We shall go. Katam. How? Brajam. Back to Braj. Atau. And then? Karavama. We shall do. Kim. What? Va. Furthermore. Translation. Until today, our minds were absorbed in household affairs, but you easily stole both our minds and our hands away from our housework. Now our feet won't move one step from your lotus feet. How can we go back to Braj? What will we do there? Repeat after me. Until today.
Our minds
were absorbed in household affairs.
But you easily stole
both our minds
and our hands
away from our housework.
Now our feet
won't move one step from your lotus feet. How can we go back to Braj? What will we do there? Purport. Shri Krishna had blown into his flute and the intoxicating music that had come out of his holes had stolen the minds of the young gopi girls. Now they had come to see Krishna to demand back their stolen property. But they could regain their minds only if Sri Krishna accepted them and engaged with them in conjugal affairs. Sri Krishna might have replied, "But my dear gopis, just go home for now. Let me consider the situation for a day or two, and then I will give you back your minds." In reply to this possible argument, the gopis state, "Our feet refuse to move even one step. So please give us back our minds and accept us, and then we will go." Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaham Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshutarane. Srila Prabhupada Ki. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we're given a little glimpse at Krishna and his intimate affairs. Just like in this world, the highest pleasure that people seek is to have that intimate relationship between boy and girl, family, the loving exchanges which may occur. Why do people work hard all day and all night? For the pleasure of their family, and it's an impetus. Without an impetus and some satisfaction, one cannot do his duties. So the gopis were saying, we were doing our duties nicely all this time, but then you had to go and blow your flute, play your flute, and that sound vibration is described in the Nectar of Devotion that it even pierced the universe, that Ananta Shesha, holding all the universes on his hoods, was swaying and dancing to the melody of Krishna's flute. And Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma became maddened by this sound vibration. So you see the power of the music, singing, dancing, Narada Muni, Bajai Veena, Radhika. He's singing, and he's singing melodious songs glorifying the Supreme Lord. And this brings those who hear, according to their realization and their advancement, it's perceived differently by different individuals. So in this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's personal activities of appearing like a human being, but only just to attract us. Krishna's purpose is to bring back all the conditioned souls. Depending on time, place, and circumstance, we're all bewildered by our karma na daiva nitrena. Every action, there's a reaction. If you're walking on the street, you're stepping on ants, it's sinful activities. You know, even when you're making the spices, there's so many living entities. Knowingly or unknowingly, everyone in this material world is committing sinful and pious activities. As a result, everyone is forced to take a material body and try to somehow squeeze some enjoyment and pleasure. But that pleasure and enjoyment that's being sought after very enthusiastically, people are looking for that kind of relationship that, oh, you know, that you're my life and soul, you're everything for me. But it's all based on the temporary emotions and feelings. But these are real emotions and real feelings which exist in the spiritual world. Just like we're hearing about the Muni Chari and the Shruti Chari gopis, that they've actually achieved perfection and transcendental realization. We heard a few times how the gopis didn't study the Vedic literatures or perform austerities and penances, but somehow they were spontaneously attracted to Krishna, madly in love with Krishna. But they have performed austerities and penances and pious, very pious activities. It's described the cowherd boys have an opportunity to be with Krishna and play in Braj in his Leela due to extraordinary amount of, vast amount of pious activities. So the gopis were actually learned transcendentalists, munis, yogis, and many nityasiddhas coming from the spiritual world to participate with Krishna in his loving affairs. But those who are mundane, when Shukadeva Goswami was describing some of the intimate relationship that was taking place between Krishna and the gopis, Parikshit Maharaj, being very advanced in understanding, he could understand the mind and hearts of those who are materialistically motivated. Just like we see, if you see pictures of Krishna and the gopis, generally they're portrayed in such a way to invoke lusty desires. Even God Himself is enjoying in the same way that we're enjoying. And Shukadeva Goswami said, why are you asking again the same question? But Parikshit Maharaj, he took that as himself to be a neophyte, wanting to understand the intricacies of what is meant by this relationship between Krishna and the gopis. Not that we sit and discuss all day long, oh, the loving affairs, how Krishna's moving his eyebrows, and just by glancing at the gopis, that their mind is completely bewildered. They have no more interest in taking care of husband and children and household duties and facing the mother-in-law after such an episode of leaving home unprotected and breaking all the social regulations which govern by Vedic principles, what is chastity, what is proper behavior. They were not at all concerned as to repercussions of their neglect of their duty or social customs. They were simply expressing their love for Krishna. And Krishna, in a very joking way, he called them. And they dropped whatever they were doing on the spot and immediately came running. Just like the World War II movie, when the siren goes off, all the pilots, they were there, you know, whether they're playing cards or eating, whatever, they drop whatever they're doing, they run to the airplane to go do the battle. Might be a poor example. But anyway, The gopis did not care about what they had to do or not do because Krishna's potency is so powerful, so strong. So one who is fortunate enough to have an introduction and to understand that there's something that we're looking for, Satchidananda, eternity, knowledge, and bliss, especially the happiness. Everyone's looking for happiness. But it's being told to us throughout the Vedic literatures, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that the happiness, temporary happiness of society, friendship, and love is not going to quench our thirst. We're in the desert. We're thirsty. And we know that there's some water somewhere, but we're chasing the water in the wrong place. The desert means that again and again, I'm pursuing to gratify my senses, thinking that this will bring me happiness. But instead, one is frustrated. One is pretty miserable. Material life means miserable life of repeated birth and death. It's meant to be that way. If the prison house was a great place to be, you know, great social club, they have a good gym there, you can work out, and maybe, you know, a nice cafeteria, whatever they might have. But it's simply misery. There's first class, second class, third class prisoners. Someone might be thinking, oh, I have a big bank account. I have a beautiful family. Why should I not appreciate my family members? You know, how can I think that to neglect my family, or that they're just troublesome? Not in a mundane, irresponsible way. It's just that when one understands Krishna is the supreme creator of everything, if you think about the Supreme Lord, by his internal potency, manifests the spiritual kingdom, Goloka Vrindavan, Vaikuntha Loka, and there's unlimited living entities in many different relationships who are fully satisfied in that reciprocal relationship, whether it's in awe and veneration, friendship, you know, parental, with love. All these, we can think that, well, let me strive, I think I want to be Krishna's friend. I'm going to follow Subal or Sudama, you know, or follow Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's loving reciprocation. That might be some good sentiment, not that one should to become Nanda or Yashoda, because then there's a tendency due to our false ego to take Krishna to be impersonal or see him in a mundane way, that, oh, he's just a human being, maybe very popular, you know, all of India knows Krishna, but he's just a historical personality who performs some heroic activities which have been exaggerated over time. You know, the people who are atheistic by nature. And as a result of the frustrations of not finding that happiness in the material world, in family life, or in the social settings, then one might strive for performing, according to the Vedic literature, the yajnas, austerities, tapasya, you know, jnana, vairagya, reading many, many books and taking some direction and instruction according to his own ideas. But generally, unless bhakti, devotional service, is introduced, most end up entering into the Brahma Jyoti or liberation. But this liberation without activity becomes troublesome, because after some time, although there is bliss and happiness, the variety, lack of variety, causes the living entity to fall down again back to this world. He might be born in a good family, in a rich aristocratic family, and have an opportunity to maybe pursue again spiritual life, because we never lose whatever little bit performance. Neha vikrama nasya sti pratyavaya navidyate svapam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahatobayat. There's no loss or diminution in this path of bhakti or devotional service. Even a little advancement can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. What is that dangerous fear? Repetition of birth and death. Remaining in the material world, remaining under the control of the mind, control of the senses, and simply dedicating and wasting our time to material pursuits which are temporary and miserable at the end. They may seem very pleasurable and exciting in the beginning, you know, that excitement, that youth and the beauty. When Krishna said, only the beautiful, thin-waisted girls, only they're allowed to stay here. No one else. Krishna only wanted to have the beauty. But Krishna, they have all transcendental spiritual bodies, but for the purpose of creating, maintaining this lila, it appeared as though some were, gopis were restrained and some left their bodies, or they had to focus on Krishna in meditative form and not have his physical presence available to them. So all these things are described in detail by the great acharyas. We can go deep into these things, but we should just know that Krishna is the most beautiful, lovable object. He creates the spiritual world, the Vaikunthas. Then he manifests himself as Mahavishnu, then Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, then Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, meaning creating all the material universes, entering into the universes. And then Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, he's present in the milk ocean. So whenever there's trouble in this universe, Lord Brahma, all the demigods, especially on earth, there was so much trouble back then, 5,000 years ago in particular. Kamsa was causing trouble with all his demonic friends. So Mother Bhumi, Mother Earth, these are all personalities. We may not see, some people may question, why we don't see the demigods anymore? They don't come here. Because people in Kali Yuga don't have the ability to perform the yajnas and sacrifices. It says that the wives of the demigods created the situation for this Shankara, you know, the Mayavadi philosophy to come. We don't know the depth or the intricacies of how Krishna appears. He establishes Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, but still, because people are looking for that happiness in this world and they have various tendencies towards philosophy, so in one sense they stop the yajna so the husbands would not leave them and stay with them. And this is just some side note that was in the Nectar of Devotion. But we're very fortunate to have Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, as we heard the other day, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, 4 months Lord Chaitanya spent with Venkatabhatta, father. And imagine the Supreme Lord himself manifests, showing his godly, divine nature to Ramananda Roy. Sanatan and Rupa Goswami, they understood this is the Supreme Lord and personally being instructed. You say, well, why Krishna didn't write the books himself? Or he's empowering his devotees, and by his very life he's setting the example of renunciation. As I mentioned previously, Lord Chaitanya, he had a beautiful, young, devoted, chaste wife, loving mother, Mother Yashoda in the form of Sita, Sati, Mother Sati. But he renounced for the benefit of all of us, that even though we may be very, very comfortably situated with our blanket and our heater on, still we get up and we come to worship Krishna and see Krishna, despite the fact that we have created a nice family. And we don't neglect the family. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is that Prabhupada is teaching us how to utilize everything in his service. You know, the singing, the dancing. It's not that, oh, no, the Prakashananda and the various Mayavadi philosophers were criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why you're dancing, chanting like a sentimentalist? Don't get overly sentimental. You should be studying Vedanta, studying philosophy. But there's no meaning to this knowledge and all our austerities and all our sacrifices if it doesn't awaken our love for Krishna. What is the purpose of austerity? What is the purpose of all the things that we perform? It seems difficult for us because in our conditioned state, nobody likes to renounce the idea of you know, having what they've experienced as enjoyable according to modern civilization. All the billboards are telling you, go have a drink, stay cool, smoke, you know, cool cigarettes, and you're breathing fire, but you'll be cool. And then you got a fancy convertible car with the beautiful girl, you're driving off into the sunset. But then it all turns into, you know, the children hate you, the wife hates you, the husband hates you, you know, the in-laws are always fighting, there's always concerns about money and health and various issues. It's difficult. It's difficult to actually, when Prabhupada is speaking to one lady in New York in the early days, he said, why you don't get your son married? She said, well, if he can support the family, he can get married. And Prabhupada said, I didn't know it was such a big austerity to take a wife and get married and take down the responsibility. But it's a big responsibility. All those who are married, they should know that once you get married, then you're in charge to take care of the health, welfare, and development of the other person. Then you have one or two children, and some people have twins. They have an instant family, a couple of sets of twins. I know somebody had two sets of twins. Anyway, the children are being fortunate who are taking birth in this society because they have, again, an opportunity to continue their devotional service. You know, we may think, oh, maybe there are gopas and gopis, and yes, this is Krishna's family. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness means just that we're inviting all over the world. We had our book marathon because the books are incarnations of the Lord. It's called, the sages were concerned about the welfare and the future of the religious principles and who's going to uphold religious principles and guide us if Krishna's gone. No, the form of Srimad Bhagavatam is manifested, this Amala Purana. The Srimad Bhagavatam is an incarnation of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita speaking, his words are non-different than Krishna. It's just a matter, if you ever went to a 3D movie, without the glasses, everything is very blurry. But when you put the glasses on, everything comes into focus and context. So we need Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. And that salve of love develops on the eyes by the process of devotional service. The gopis were the best servants because they didn't care about anything else other than giving pleasure to Krishna, giving happiness to Krishna. And Krishna created such a beautiful atmosphere in Braj, Vrindavan, with the wonderful breezes and the... Even the gopis were complaining, breeze, don't agitate me, because when Krishna, you'll hear later on how Krishna actually invoked in them the pride to think themselves, oh, we're the best lovers, or we're the best friends of Krishna. We're actually the topmost. And Krishna doesn't, you know, he wanted to increase their loving tendency, because when you have something, when there's a separation from that very thing that you're attached to and very much in love with, then the meditation becomes very strong and the feelings become even, you know, accelerated, aroused, more so. So Krishna, we're feeling separation from Srila Prabhupada, feeling separation from all the great acharyas who are bringing this message of Krishna consciousness. I mean, who has such great fortune to hear about these intimate pastimes, this whole 29th chapter, and all the chapters leading to this chapter are relishable. It becomes relishable, more relishable, and most relishable. So in Vrindavan, is, you know, Krishna's relished in Mathura, more relishable in Dwarka, and most relished in Vrindavan. So we're in Vrindavan Dham, and we want to appreciate the beauty of Krishna Balaram, Lalita Vishaka, Radhashyama Sundar. The mood of the gopis is one of how we can serve Krishna's pleasure, and Krishna's very enchanted by Srimati Radharani. When he was holding up Govardhan Hill and he saw the beautiful gopis, and his hands started trembling a little bit because he saw their breasts, and then he was feeling a little bit uneasy. And Balaram was thinking of something. He was smiling, and Krishna felt shy that, oh, Balaram knows I'm looking at the gopis, you know. So Krishna was shy like that. And this whole mood of loving reciprocation, when we hear about these kind of things, then we think, oh, you know, Krishna's just an ordinary person. He also has these kind of feelings. But Krishna's swarat, he invokes these desires, but he doesn't need anything. How do you give someone who has everything? And Krishna, he's exchanging loving, ultimately embraces with Srimati Radharani, which he himself has manifested. Srimati Radharani is none different than Krishna. But in order to have that loving relationship, Krishna manifests Srimati Radharani. And also from Srimati Radharani, expansions are all the gopis and goddesses of fortune, and all the different levels of intensity of loving reciprocation which are taking place between Krishna and Srimati Radharani and the gopis and the queens of Dwarka. In a similar way, Krishna has an intimate loving relationship with each and every one of us. But our true swarup, our true identity, our true spiritual body is covered over by the separate desire to enjoy, not recognizing that we belong back in the spiritual kingdom. We don't belong here trying to imitate the activities of Krishna as enjoyers, because ultimately Krishna is describing very clearly to Arjuna, Mamu Pechita Kaunteya, that this material world is a miserable place with repeated suffering of birth and death. So we're given a fast track, we're given a very accelerated course of how to please the Guru, please the Acharyas, and please Krishna. And by pleasing the Guru, there's an awakening of a spiritual desires. And just like a hungry person, with every morsel he eats, the hunger is dissipated and he's feeling nourished and satisfied. So the more we're chanting with loving feelings, the more we're hearing daily, when we become attracted to hear, that I want to hear about Krishna, I want to hear about the process of devotion, I want to also participate and serve my spiritual master in giving enlightenment and guidance to all the suffering conditioned souls, then to that proportion of our surrendering to Krishna, to that extent, we'll actually start experiencing the emotions of when you see Krishna. I mean, the hair standing on end. I'm sure that sometimes you've had a very unique experience, which a little shivering in the body, tears in the eyes. These are our preliminary symptoms, not that we artificially want to show people, look at him, I got tears, I'm crying, you know. We're not eager to be an artificial transcendentalist, but they'll naturally awaken as we advance further and further in Krishna consciousness, these emotions and feelings. And once the love for Krishna, for devotional service, enhances more and more, then we're not interested in, you know, we have no more responsibility to demigods, to the ancestors, to the forefathers, to the family members, to society, all these things. But we should not artificially drop everything and think that, okay, I'm free of all these responsibilities. Now I can go to Vrindavan and enjoy, you know, maybe I'll drive a rickshaw and have a good time, you know, make some money. I can open a business here because a lot of people are coming here. This is not the reason for being in Vrindavan. Vrindavan is meant for dedicating ourselves to Krishna consciousness. Today is also Lochan Das Thakur.
Disappearance
Day? So I'm just going to read a few things. Sri Lochan Das Thakur appeared in this world in 1520 AD. That's 34 years after the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, Lochan Das wrote a biography on Lord Chaitanya entitled Sri Chaitanya Mangala, and he wrote many devotional songs. He was There's so much to be said about Lochan Das Thakur. He was a disciple of Sri Narahari Sarakar Thakur, a dearest associate of Lord Gaura Rai Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My hope of hopes is to be near the lotus feet of Sri Narottam Das Thakur and serve him with my very life. The cherished desire of the fallen Lochan Das is to be allowed by Narahari's grace to sing the glories of Lord Gauranga. My Lord is Sri Narahari Thakur. I am his servant. Bowing down or bowing before him, I beg for his service. This is my only aspiration. That's from the Chaitanya Mangala. So Lochan Das Thakur is expressing the mood of dedication to his spiritual master, who is non-different than Krishna. The spiritual master is considered to be the Supreme Lord, physically manifest to guide us back home. Lochan Das Thakur wrote Chaitanya Mangala, which tells many pastimes of Lochanya, not revealed by Vrindavan Das Thakur or Krishna Das Kaviraj. He mentions an especially touching conversation Sri Gaurasundar had with Vishnupriya Devi the night before he took sannyas. Being a talented musician, Lochan Das told Mahaprabhu's pastimes in beautiful poetry filled with fire and rhythm. Poetry filled with fire and rhythm. You know, like when you hear in the evening time the kirtan's blazing, that's fire and rhythm. People are just, you see the visitors, pilgrims, they go out of their mind when they see the beauty of the deities and they hear the chanting, enthusiastic chanting of the kirtan. So, fire and rhythm later, boys, okay? Common people could easily understand the divine nectar of Sri Chaitanya and awaken their religious feelings. As devotees regularly chant the Vedic epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata, Gaudiya Vaishnavas still wander through Bengal reciting the Chaitanya Mangal. Lochan Das Thakur also wrote many songs praising Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Gauridas Pandit. Lochan Das stresses that Raganuga Bhaktas must take shelter of Gadadhar Vrindavaneshwari to attain Radha Govinda Prem Bhakti. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to print and distribute Lochan Das Thakur's Sri Chaitanya Mangala. Srila Prabhupada was very fond of his bhajans. While singing Parama Karuna, Srila Prabhupada would plunge into the ocean of Gauranga Prema. Prabhupada wrote an extensive commentary on this bhajan, Bhajo Bhajo Bhai Chaitanya Nitai Suhrida Vishvasakori. Lochan Das asks everyone, my dear brother, just worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda with firm faith and conviction. Don't think that this chanting and dancing will not lead to the desired goal. It will. It is the assurance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that one will get all perfection by this process. Therefore, one must chant with firm faith and conviction. His samadhi is in 64 samadhis area. Sri Lochan Das Thakur ki. There's so much about his mother, father, and place of birth and activities. The great acharyas are not to be seen as ordinary personalities. They come to assist in spreading the preaching mission. Just like yesterday, we gave awards to many of the Sankirtan devotees who dedicated time and energy for distributing Prabhupada's books. And by distributing these books, giving great pleasure to the Guru and Krishna. And if Krishna is happy, then Krishna... It's not that the gopis just at one time heard the flute and left home. They were thinking, every night they were with, every day they would meditate on Krishna, see him go off to with the cowherd boys and the cows and calves to the grazing. And coming back, they were just waiting and anticipating with great rapture. They would focus on seeing the beauty of Krishna's face and and the different activities. So they were a little surprised why Krishna was all of a sudden, you know, becoming so renounced. You know, every night we're enjoying, and what, now you're sending us home. Why we came here? You called us here with your flute to enjoy with you, so we can all enjoy with Krishna by the service mood, though, by the mood of service. The gopis had the topmost mood of service, and Srimati Radharani, Tapta Kanchana Gauranga, Radhe Vrindavaneshwar, Vrishabhani, Suti Devi, Pranamami Hare Priye. So Vrindavan, the queen of Vrindavan is Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis and gopas are assisting in the loving affairs between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And all of us can participate in that. Don't think that we're so fallen and so distant that there's no hope that we're even going to have such an opportunity. But hope against hope, we should just humbly serve, try to serve the message of Srila Prabhupada to help push on this Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada said ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is where people are chanting the Lord's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chanting the holy name of Krishna and hearing about Krishna and remembering Krishna. This is real international society. Prabhupada's mercy. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we have a few minutes if there's one or two questions, comments. Yes, Sri Ram Prabhu? Give Sri Ram a chance one time. Then.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the class. So, the question is association. So, association by the neophyte devotee, he associates with the neophyte devotee. Is that association going to be helpful? Because most of the places believe that you have to associate with pure devotees, and it's so hard to find pure devotees. And the question is, in that association, is that his association, like if the person doesn't have the fire of divine consciousness, how is that going to really help the other person who will be part of it? And sometimes it happens that when you try to associate with pure devotees, what happens in the process, like you say, familiarity means content. So we take it for granted and then let the fall down. So how do you balance this?
So association is very valuable. We're looking for association with pure devotees, but when we associate with neophytes, it sometimes brings us down. But a really advanced devotee sees Krishna in everyone's heart. And not that we've come to that level, but when you see that each and every person is engaged in service, Srimati Radharani sees everyone is nicely engaged in Krishna service, but herself is not qualified. So also, utility is the principle, common sense, that you see by the behavior of someone who's eager to chant Krishna's name, who's hearing and chanting and participating in a very, how you say, positive way in his pursuit of Krishna consciousness, you can say that, oh yes, I like that, I want to follow that. But if you see someone who simply wants to talk about politics and or all the faults of everybody, how they, you know, what are we going to do about this? You know, it's a big mess we're in. Then that's going to bring us down to that level. So we treat everyone with kindness and with respect and see the Lord in everyone's heart, and everyone's actually a lovable, pure devotee at heart, but they're covered over by lust, anger, greed, and many, many distractions. So we have to choose carefully, and that's describe what is a neophyte, what is a Madhyama Adhikari, what is an Uttama Adhikari. Not that you're walking around always looking, where's that Uttama Adhikari so that I can have the best association. The Uttama Adhikari is Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Lochandas Thakur, all the great acharyas who have given us the topmost understanding of Krishna consciousness. And the best association is by constantly hearing and chanting the holy name. So we have to be discriminate. Don't get yourself in a situation where there's always this kind of talk, then you go away from that. We don't need to hear the Gramya Katha. We need to hear the Krishna Katha. because Krishna Katha will help ultimately relieve our burning heart. Otherwise, Gramya Katha is just going to distract us and cause us further repetition of birth and death in this world. Just be careful in your association.
You were speaking about that we get this opportunity in Vrindavan to hear Bhagavatam and this one and everything. So after hearing also sometimes the realization is not there.
So we have an opportunity to hear Bhagavatam, but after some time of hearing, the realization is not there. Yes, it takes time. It's not easy to realize Krishna and come to the highest platform, but utsahan nischayat taryat tattat karma pravartanatat, enthusiasm, determination, and patience. And patience is described as a very valuable asset. Just like when a couple gets married, the wife or the girl can't think, well, where's my baby? And it takes some time. You know, you serve nicely together and then the family will develop. So our maturity will grow. You know, we've had billions of lifetimes of conditioning, and due to good fortune or maybe pious activity, we find ourselves in the shelter of Vrindavan and the devotees and Srila Prabhupada. So just keep taking the medicine of chanting Krishna's name, keep hearing the Leela, then it'll become very flavorful, very, you know, intoxicating. You'll become more and more attracted. I don't want to hear nonsense. I don't want to go do nonsense. I'd rather stay here, hear and chant about Krishna. Then it'll naturally awaken. It'll come naturally. Just like when you're hungry, you think, well, I'm eating a few bites, but I'm still hungry. Keep eating. You'll come satisfied. Any other question? Everybody's eager for the kirtan and prasad. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.